I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Lee, all right. Chepez, you've probably been pulled over for speeding before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
A couple of times.
Yeah,
well,
me too. I'm a lead foot. Okay.
It's been a while, though, so far. Knock on wood.
Yes. Okay, so suppose next time you get pulled over, you say to the officer, I'm going to need to see proof I was speeding. And you put your arm on the officer.
Big mistake.
And you grab the officer and you hold onto his arm. And then you inform the officer, who you call Gardo. Hey, Gardo, I'm just laughing, laying this out. I'm going to need to see proof I got a ticket. And he says, take your hands off me. And you say, no, not till you show me proof I was speeding. Just off the top of your head. How do you think that's going to end, Lee?
At the very least, with my face on the ground with my hands behind my back in cuffs.
Yeah, that'd be my expectation.
Yeah.
Right there on the side of the road.
Yeah.
You know, and he'd let me reconsider my attitude.
Don't tase me, bro.
Exactly. Right. But see, the key missing component here, Lee, is that we're not Democrats. And so if you're a Democrat, you're, of course, wiser and smarter. And so you should be able to detain the officer and ask for whatever proof you want. And, you know, just inform the Gardo that he is, you know, in your employ and you are doing oversight. And so, you know, he should do whatever you want. This is the position of the Democrat Party right now. Did you hear this clip from this lunatic?
Yeah.
Brad Lander, who wants to be mayor of New York, God help us. Okay. And he was trailing in the polls, but now he's all over the media as a victim because he tried that. Listen to this. Listen to him call the agents who detained him because he went up, they were minding their business, right? And they had an illegal immigrant. They're escorting. And he goes up to them and demands to see the warrant, you know, by which they are detaining the highly valuable Democrat voter, future Democrat voter, illegal immigrant to the rest of us. And demands to see the warrant and puts his hand on the agent and then says, when he's told to unleash him, no, not till you show me the warrant.
All I tried to do was just hold Edgardo's arm and ask the ICE agents, do you have a warrant? And they did not show it to me, and you saw what happened.
Yeah. They are under no legal obligation to show him anything but the inside of a police cruiser.
Do you hear what he calls him? I asked that Gardo?
What is this Gardo phrase?
Gardo.
I don't know what that is.
It's a derogatory term.
Okay, I don't
That's
know
That's what
that.
It is.
All right.
Okay. All I tried to do was just hold Edgardo's arm and ask the ICE agents, do you have a warrant? And they did not show it to me, and you saw what happened.
Yeah.
Video, this is Fox News. Video footage of Lander's arrest shows him hanging on to Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents as they escort a defendant out of immigration court, repeatedly asking officials if they had a judicial warrant. This is from the video. Quote, I will let go when you show me the judicial warrant, unquote. Where is it? Where is the warrant? And he's doing a round of interviews, been going on for days, talking about this is a dictatorship, want to live in a democracy. He's practically got Whoopi Goldberg in tears on The View, talking about how it would be better to live in Iran than here, where you can't detain an officer and instruct him on what he will do if you're a Democrat. Gardo? Okay, here's where it gets better.
Oh, this gets better?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that was just the beginning of the week. So here's this moron. He's on MSNBC, and he's shocked to learn that both of the Gardos that he talked down to and tried to detain, wouldn't take his hand off of, are immigrants themselves. He can't believe they're not in solidarity with him.
First, I got to say about who two of the agents were, because this was kind of remarkable in itself. Like, the arresting officer is a Pakistani Muslim who lives in Brighton Beach, and the second officer is an Indo-Guyanese immigrant who lives in South Ozone Park in Queens. Both immigrants, both, you know, so look, immigrant New Yorkers, whoever they are, have a lot of the same issues. And some of that is affordable housing. And some of that is knowing that Donald Trump is coming for New York City and we need elected officials who will stand up.
Well, but right. But what do you, I want you to think of, like, what does that say to you? That the fact that the gentlemen that did this, that are there in immigration court, are themselves immigrants.
Yeah. I mean, it says to me that, you know, what Trump is trying to do is to drive a wedge into our country.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No, that wedge was driven by the Obama and Biden administrations when they allowed millions to come into this country illegally.
Well,
that's the wedge.
And you know what the problem is? He doesn't understand why he can't get sympathy from these two immigrant ICE officers.
Sounds like to me he's almost doxing them.
But you know,
he's going into their specific ethnicity.
Yeah, you know what it is? Democrats refuse to see a difference between illegal immigrants and legal immigrants.
Yeah, and see, that's like the signs I see all the time from these protesters. Immigrants are not illegal. No, immigrants are not illegal. People who immigrate to this country legally are, of course, not illegal. It is the people who come in here illegally that are criminals.
And so he's shocked that the immigrants don't stand with him for what? Chaos? Lawlessness? We have laws. Again, we have laws in this country, okay? If you're a Democrat and you don't like them, you want to have open borders, anyone can come, anyone can stay, then get right on the dole, do whatever they want, run on that, change the law.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the one thing they won't do.
You claim you're so worried about our democracy, which, of course, we are not a democracy for the umpteenth time, but anyway.
Change that. If you refuse to see a difference between illegal immigrants and immigrants, change the law. Exactly. There won't be one. We'll have open borders. Run on it. Make the argument. No, they want to pretend that Donald Trump is a dictator for enforcing the law, but they don't want to change the law. Why? Because they want to sneak around in the dark and get 300,000 potential future voters over that border every single month. Not my numbers, John Fetterman's. And they don't want you to know that you're in a one-party system where they by stealth snuck in your replacement voters until it's too late and you wake up in a nightmare. That's what they want. And you know what? These immigrants, they don't want that. That's why they're ICE officers. And I just wanted to play this. It just shows the sheer unadulterated delusion on the left. Now, listen to this, okay? This is so funny. Okay. Public Policy Polling, Lee, has a disaster of a poll this morning for Democrats. Are you ready for this?
Oh, yeah. Let's hear it.
Okay. You know, I've been curious about if, and, you know, not if, but more like when all these ICE riots and protests are going to blow back on the Democrats. It's happening. Listen to this. A quarter of all Kamala Harris 2024 voters now say they approve of President Trump's immigration policy.
So 25% of those who said they voted for Kamala Harris.
Yes.
Are in favor of Donald Trump's policies. Now, yes. Of course, I mean, 75% still oppose or have no opinion. But anyway, still, that's a marked difference.
Yes.
I mean, that because Kamala Harris's policies, her supposed proposals, are 180 degrees opposite of what Donald Trump is doing and has done.
But remember, she lied about him the whole time.
Of course.
Remember, she went to the border, pretended like she knew where she was or she had been there before. Yeah, you're right. She went near the border. Well, no, man, she actually stood by the border and pretended.
Oh, she did. That's right. Remember? She did actually get close to the border wall. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she did, and pretended like she'd, you know, been enforcing the law the whole time, and then adopted every one of Trump's policies. So, I mean, this quarter of Democrat Kamala Harris voters, the 25% that support Trump's immigration policies, well, shoot, they may actually have thought those were Kamala's policies. Imagine when they find out that the Democrat Party does not stand for any of that. They were just lying. But anyway, this just goes to show you why it is Trump should not give in, should not say things like, hey, I'm going to let illegals stay if they're in the meatpacking industry. Do not reward the left. Let them burn themselves out, embarrassing themselves. Do not give in to them. Do not give in to Republican donors who want cheap labor. And by the way, I mentioned that on the podcast yesterday. You know what I think Trump's moment of insanity, he's since flip-flopped back on that, saying, hey, I'm going to let people in the hotel, restaurant, all these agents, you know, all these industries, they're not going to get raided. And now he called off the raids. I mean, there was an internal memo to call them off. Now they're back on again. I think when you read in the New York Post that a million illegal immigrants under Trump have deported themselves since they took office, they are out of the job market, out of the workforce. Yeah. New York Times puts it at 770,000. So we're, you know, the range is pretty close. I think Trump's policies were working so well that Trump was trying to slow them down. Because he's getting calls from panicked people like, why is a million people gone? Yeah, keep it up, keep it up, keep it up. If we need work visas, we'll do work visas. We'll do it the legal way. We'll do it the legal way. But anyway, it's all good news.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.